Episode 2471, Understand Your Child's Perspective.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy every day, it's Friday, and made it to the weekend, and I hope you're going to enjoy it, but we've got to kick off with Confessions of an Upset Mama, Understand Your Child's Perspective. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. What do you do when your child doesn't get it? The next steps in life. Stop pulling your hair out and understand your child's perspective. Be the guide in your child's life. And that means you don't have to have all the answers or act like you do. Come on. I know every once in a while I wake up, I'm like, uh-huh, Christiane, you got this. You know it all. Okay, I say that all in my head, just looking at myself in the mirror. But our kiddos are like, yeah, mom, I don't want to know that you know it all. Come as you are, a concerned, loving parent who wants what's best. But the way we as parents see best is totally different than how your child experiences it. Whether or not we want to admit it, right? We can be a little overbearing. Surely, Christiane, you're not overbearing. Oh, yes, I am, and so are you. It comes with the territory. To some degree, that is our responsibility, right? We are to be the overprotective, overbearing. But on the other hand, we are called to let them experience life through their eyes. It's tough. It's so, so tough. However, you can be still very involved and point them in the right direction, but it takes a little skill and preparation. You got to ask more than you answer. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Ask more than you answer. Wouldn't it be nice that we could just give the answers to our children? Oh my goodness, there have been so many times I'm like, can you just not read this paper? And say, this is what you're going to do because mom knows this. If you do the other thing that you're thinking of, it's not going to work. I know, been there, done that. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yes. And then you have that conversation in your head. Now, if she does this, well, Christiane, what are you going to say to that? And then if he does this, how are you going to respond so they're not looking at you like you're crazy, but at the same time, you know what the results are going to be. So, oh, come on, girl, what are you going to do? This stuff is all in our head, but it's also in our heart. And it makes it very challenging when we open up our mouth and we don't want to put our foot in it. Because yes, this woman has put her foot in her mouth too many times. And I don't want you to do that. I'm sure you've already had your share. And that's okay. But understand this. You have a lot of knowledge, a vast amount of knowledge. And you definitely know what's best for your child. No one is saying otherwise. No one is. And if they are, well, that's for another conversation and another episode. But your child needs to know what's best from his or her perspective. That's what matters. It's not about what you know, but what he knows, what she knows. And that's what's hard. So ask more than you answer. What does that look like in the real world? Well, come on, let's go deep. Number one, flex your questioning muscles. Questions assist your child in his thoughts. It helps them think it through. The more questions your child can answer, the clearer the situation at hand. It's all about clarity, because without clarity, there's confusion, and confusion only leads to no or little action. It freezes you. So you've got to flex your questioning muscles. That means ask more than you answer. It's not about give, 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 give. It's about ask the question and be quiet. Christiane, you got to be quiet. Oh, me? Yeah, you. You got to be quiet. You know how difficult that is. I talk all the time, ask my children. In fact, let me just tell you how much I talk. I was riding with my son yesterday, and it was hysterical because I had my other son driving. And anyway, it's a long story, but we're a little off schedule on them taking their driver's test. If you have a child that's kind of cut in that area right now, they got caught in the pandemic. So everybody's playing catch up, and you have to actually reserve your testing time like a month to 2 months in advance, depending upon what time of the year it is. Well, right now we're scheduled way out and we wanted this done like 6 months ago, but it is what it is. And he really doesn't care one way or the other if he drives or doesn't drive. I mean, he wants to drive, but it's not a priority. Okay. It just isn't a priority. So with that being said, I have both of my younger sons in the vehicle with me. And my next youngest son says, the one that drives to the university, who doesn't want to drive at all. And oh, by the way, he doesn't want to have anything to do with city driving, but he has to do it. So we've worked on that and now he's done it. But it was funny. He took his first drive all by himself to the university. My knees literally were worn out. He texted me as soon as he got there and he texted me when he left. And then also, obviously, I was here to receive him at home. But in saying all that, his comment was this. He goes, you know, Mom, it was a lot quieter when you weren't in the car. Talk about someone who does a lot of answering. Yeah, you got to ask. It's all about asking. Now, there are moments that, yes, you need to tell. You need to have all the answers and you just need to vomit that all over them. I get that. But when they're looking at their life steps and what's next for them, they've got to come to that conclusion. It's not about what you think. So you've really got to flex your questioning muscles. Ask the question, say no more. Just let them think about it. And you know what? If they come up with an answer, you're like, yeah, no, that's not where I wanted them to go with this, and ask them another question. You'll get really good at asking questions. All right, number two, help your child see what can be achieved. This is hard because your child is seeing through one set of lenses. You have much more experience in life. And life experiences are much greater than book experience. And their book experiences are their education and then wherever they have gone after college. So if you're having this conversation and they're about ready to graduate from college, or maybe they're going to a trade school, or they're just graduating high school and they're like, I don't really want to go to college right now. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And so why spend all that money? Why jump into that? I just want to go out and do something. So help your child paint a realistic picture of what is possible. Your experiences will help him in this area, but be cautious. Please hear me out. Be cautious. It's not about you. And believe it or not, we can come across that it's all about us. We slip in, oh, well, you know, when I was growing up or when I was in this situation, no. Caution sign, alert, throw the red flag, penalty box. That is not what you want to be saying to your child, because they're going to tune you out from that point on. You've made it about you and not about them. I know, because this girl has failed in that area more than I care to admit to. Why? It's confession day. Because I've had 5 children and I still have 5 children. And now I've added a few more. It's called my son in love and then my grandson. Now my grandson, he just kind of looks at me, but already he's learning. And I really want to engage him in the question so then he can answer. I want to hear his voice more than I want to hear my own. So it's really important for us to help our children see what can be achieved. And that goes back to what? Ask more than you answer. And finally, number three, let presence be your focus. It's not about you. I cannot say that enough. It's not about you. Now, you know this, but your child doesn't always see it or believe it in the moment. When you are present, you are less likely to trip over your own words and you let your child walk through the force of confusion. They've got to figure it out. They've got to figure out where to prune, what to cut down here, what to let go of there, wait, what to plant, what to be patient for. And it is so difficult. I know right now we are kind of in a waiting mode with one of our children. And there are times I just wanted to shake her up, but I'm like, this is not the right way to go. The golden road is over here, not over there. But she wanted to go over there. And I'm like, no, you need to go over here. The golden road, I promise, is over here. But we had to let her go. We had to let her fall. We had to let her make her own decisions. And guess what? She's come all the way full circle and she's back on the golden road. Guess what? She learned things through those last 2 years that she would have never have learned had we pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed the golden road. But she's back there now. And I'm grateful for that. But really, the road was much harder for me. And so I tell you all of this to say, be patient. Your child needs to take their own journey in life. You got to understand your child's perspective. So my challenge for you today, confessing all out that I do not have it down perfect. There are days that I am spot on and I'm like, yeah, you're rocking it. And there's other days that I'm like, oh, I might as well climb back in bed. It's a Monday on a Sunday and this is horrible. Or it's a Monday on a Wednesday and what was I thinking? I am the worst mother ever. Christiane, what is it today? But take a deep breath. Don't be hard on yourself. Just think back and say, okay, I've got to ask more than I answer. So my challenge to you is this: what area in your child's life needs more questions than answers? And this is from you. What area can you support your child in when it comes to their next steps? Believe it or not, I know you're going to be freaking out when I say this, but you're going to start picking classes for either next year coming up here in the next couple months or for next semester. Already we're mid-October. And I'm like, oh my gosh, one's going to be graduated. Yes, we have one graduating in December, whoop, whoop, from college. I'm so excited. She's graduating early. We're so very honored that she's able to have accomplished all of this and she's been accepted into graduate school. We are celebrating her 100%. We're thrilled for her. She's put in the work, but then we have another one who's still in college who, guess what, will be picking out those classes here in the next week or so. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, already. Time flies when we're having fun. But you see, it's not about our time. This isn't our life to live. We've got to take a step back and allow our children to see the world through their eyes, but be present when they are in need of us. Ask more than you answer. I promise you, their ears will perk up. And guess what? They don't have to know that you already know, because you know. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.